The right to abortion extends throughout the entire length of the pregnancy and even, as we learned, after the child comes out. This is the thing that inspired the Born Alive Infants Protection Act, that a federal judge dealing with a baby who'd survived an abortion for 21 days died. And the question was raised, is there an obligation to preserve the life of the child? The answer was no, that it's not a child protected by state law. It's a fetus marked for termination. And we found 183 Democrats voting against it. Roe versus Wade to them means a right that extends beyond the pregnancy itself and entails nothing less than the right to kill a child born alive. Now, this is a lever, and I don't see why it couldn't be brought out in the hearings. Say, well, Senator, there's a lot of misunderstanding about Roe. A lot of people don't understand it. Could you tell me how you understand that case? It looks as though our Democratic colleagues, when they ask you about Roe versus Wade, now have in mind a right that extends beyond the pregnancy itself. You must be aware of that. The point could be brought out and challenge the Democrats on that panel. They're going to be voting on that bill sometime this fall. Are they going to hold to the position of the Democrats in the House that that right to abortion extends beyond the pregnancy? Or are they be willing to say that even that right to abortion must find a limit somewhere